We're about to have our second meeting of this year. During this meeting, you ought to be remembering things from the last meeting. These aren't just times when we all get together and have a good time. Jesus is working through us according to a plan that he's unfolding little by little, both in our experience and through the scriptures. We ought to keep that plan in mind as much as we see of it. Our fellowship needs to deepen, doesn't it? Badly needs to deepen. And that's the heart of the new direction begun 3.5 months ago. Now at this meeting here, the changes that will largely be occurring have a lot to do with that. With us having a much deeper view of what it really means to be a Christian. You heard Skip say that Mark is coming here with 150,000 little booklets. They're 16 pages long, these particular ones that are coming tonight. As soon as they're given out, the next edition is going to be 20 pages. And it's all about John chapter 3. At least it's centered in John chapter 3. Now we've gathered together here a lot of people who've put out a lot of effort for this meeting to be a reality. And all of you have put out a lot of effort. So let's really make the most of the time. People are going to be coming in a whole lot, all night long, through tomorrow. How can we work at making the most of the time? Fellowshipping with each other, striving to know Jesus better, to be looking to please him, being reassured, isn't that one of the values of these meetings? By the way, here's John chapter 3 now. It's that, and then this one. That's going to be the major thing that we're going to go into during this meeting. Some other things that we could go into, that I expect we will, most of them, if not all of them, will be John chapter 12. Unless a grain of wheat falls in the earth and dies, remains alone. He loves his life, loses it. He serves me, must follow me. Those three verses in colors, I think I have 500 file cards on them. Some other things that we ought to do. Tonight, we ought to do a very, very interesting nugget. You all heard about it?
Yeah.
It's out of this world. I don't want you to get spaced out over it, though. Really paying attention, concentrating. We could also go into spiritual physics. It had to come to that, I guess. And there's the backsliding Bible study. There's quite a bit that we could go into about our new tract. I guess you forget pretty easily, don't you? Can you think back 6 months ago? 4 months ago. What was it like? There was a little bit of a wondering what's happening sense throughout the fellowship, not realizing what's happening so much. Then we had the big meeting. There was a lot of wine back there, wasn't there? There was a lot more motivation immediately following it. Then John, Color John, came out. All those things are well and good, but this new tract is far, far better than Color John. Far better. After all, what's better, a great big vacuum or a little bit of attractive, well-arranged and with variety, a little bit of full? Which are people going to eat a lot more, obviously? A little bit of something that's really there that you can handle is a lot more valuable. Color John really is little more than an outline and a plan. But this tract is immediate. It's extremely attractive. I don't think Skip was talking about it, was he? The people that have seen the cover say that it's very good. The idea of it is that you'll be able to understand John and you'll be able to introduce other people to it. That's what this Bible study is going to be all about. The last 3 days, well, now we started this 5 years ago right now. I was really into John chapter 3. Really into it. That was before we started our fellowship at all. I was really into witnessing with it. Continued doing so for, I would say, something like 2 or 3 years, very heavily. And then I wasn't spending that much time teaching and preaching from John chapter 3, but a lot of other people were starting to pick up on it. And they continued doing it. And I got into other things, which soon became interpretation. Meantime, all the other people continued teaching and preaching from John chapter 3, from the understanding they had of it. And I kept getting more and more into seeing how to interpret the Bible, which was a joy to me and great motivation. Now, and I got into various things in the last year or two with it. And in the meantime, right teaching of John chapter 3 pretty much petered out all over. Is that true? You don't know one way or the other, I guess. John chapter 3 is of great importance, very great. And I never turned interpretation on it. Do you understand that? I never tried to interpret it. I was too busy with other things. It was really only the last 3 days that I tried. And I had perhaps 1,500 file cards on the subject before the last 3 days. But the thing that was missing was a framework of the clarity and strength that you're used to